I'm going to quickly take you to a scripture that he's been pushing into my heart today, Joel chapter 2. He started it very early this morning. You can study the whole thing because the beginning of it is about the army of the Lord. It speaks of verse 15, says, blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, etc., etc. And he points out that verse 20, I will drive out the northern army from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land, etc. And he's sending in verse 19, the Lord will reply to them, I am sending you grain, new wine, and oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. That's his promise for the end times to Israel. The verse I want you to go to is 28. It's heading in the NIV, says the day of the Lord. And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. It doesn't say might. Amen. So your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. It's will. It's not might. Even on my servant, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Notice it's before the coming of the... So it's a warning. It's to remind you that we're in a place where we need to be focused on Him and not on ourselves to the best of our ability. How many know self gets in the way when you least expect it? He's kind of jealous. He likes attention. He dances around and lets you know he's real. But with God's grace, you can overcome. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, 32, is very, very important. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance. Did you hear me? On Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be, not might be, will be deliverance. Why is he needing to deliver Jerusalem? I mean, he burnt the city more than once. She's supposed to be the city of peace. Peace. Why is he going to deliver her?
She's not fully in the land.
Huh?
There's pieces of Jerusalem that are...
Right, it's not peaceful.
No, that are occupied by...
Very wrong forces.
Absolutely.
Right. Very dark forces. Yeah. All right? So... deliverance is needed, and he's telling us the season that's going to happen. It's going to be when the Holy Spirit is poured out. Now, in many circumstances, I've been trying to remind you in the past few years that God had promised many things, and an incredible revelation of His Spirit to all peoples. That includes Jerusalem. That includes the Jew. You say, well, you know, they are of the old, but I'll remind you that they're also the roots. The tree and its roots belong to the Jew. Why are we focused on them? Because without the roots, what's going to happen to the branches that have been... Yeah, no kidding. Why is it in 312 that the Romans decided to get rid of the Jew and get rid of the roots? That's something to ponder on. I don't want you to answer that one. Just think about it. Why would you want to get rid of the roots of Christianity if you didn't have an ultimate goal to deceive and desert and really cut away what was of God? Why would you celebrate the sun and all of the other things that religion worships instead of the real roots of the tree? If you are a Christian and you are a believer, why is it that you don't want to celebrate the feasts because you think they're bad or whatever? Or you justify them because religion says it's what should be. And I'm not against those who are, you know, without knowledge. But I believe that those moons that God is pushing on these particular dates is to identify to the other people that call themselves Christians. It's time to wake up.
Amen.
It's time to awaken that God wants you to consider the roots of the Christian tree. He wants you to remember that you were grafted in, and if you were grafted in, you can be clipped just like that. Why is it that there were 10 virgins and they had oil, meaning the Holy Ghost? All 10 of them were sleeping. 5 got up in the middle of the night because they heard. The other 5 slept through the what?
Hearing.
The message. They didn't hear the trumpet. Did you hear the trumpet tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I teased one person because I allowed them to blow the shofar while I was blessing this individual. And I asked that individual, do you feel that going all the way down into your tummy and into your inner parts? And when the shofar was blown tonight, how many of you felt it stirring in your belly area? Put your hand up. Put your hand way up. Because you need to be able to look around. Because don't just do it for yourself. Do it with the knowledge that God is using something that is of nature. It's not man-made. Yes, it's been cleansed. Yes, it's been stretched and coordinated and polished. But who formed the horn? It came from nature. It came from an animal that he created. So why is it that he wanted us to recognize these times? Because it is important to our God, and it is important to the roots to be visible. I'm not trying to tell you to worship the roots. I'm trying to tell you honor the roots. Those roots to the Jewish nation are ours. They were given to us as a gift. And we are to honor them, not to worship them. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. We're not to go into worship of tradition. What got the Jews in trouble to begin with? Oh, they were so perfect in their own eyes, they didn't discern the Lord. They didn't recognize him. They didn't see him as the door, the way, and the truth, and the life. And yet they had all the evidence in front of them. And we have many today that have a lot of evidence in front of them, and they refuse to open their eyes. And if you speak to them, they have no ears to hear, no heart to perceive, and no eyes to see. Why? Deceived. Asleep.
In the darkness.
And when the door is open and the Lord shouts and the trumpet blows, you are going to hear. Because you're already hearing now. And your oil is being accumulated. And you're getting more of it. When the 5 virgins were bugging the others that said, you've got extra, would you give us some? And what did they respond?
Uh-uh.
Go what?
Get your own.
So can you depend on a pastor, a prophet, a teacher, a blessed person to get you to the finish line?
No.
Who's accountable for who?
You
are accountable to get an education on what he wants you to do, to get yourself filled up with oil, to worship and praise him so that he can refill you every day so you never run short. And you will hear the trumpet.
You will hear the trumpet. Say it with me. I will hear the trumpet.
I will hear the sound. Because I've already felt it in my tummy. I felt it in my spirit. And it calls me to go higher.
And I want to go higher. Create a desire to take me even higher, Lord.
I don't want to make light of the roots of the tree.
Because you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you haven't changed your mind.
Come on.
You haven't changed your mind. And we rely on the prophets of old to keep us awake. Oh, I tricked you. Do we really rely on the prophets of old? Thank you.
He sent us a better covenant. The old covenant is there for the Jew. It is us to see Jesus in it. But the Holy Spirit will let you see who was feeding the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who was supplying them with the oil they needed for their day? Who was it? It was him. It was the Lord.
Now just close your eyes.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Whom the Lord calls.
Now keep the eyes closed and lift up one hand. Say, Lord, you've already called me. And you're held by your word. That double-edged sword. Is right here, right now. Coming out of my mouth.
Me and my house.
We will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord.
Acts 16:31. Says loud and clear. My family will be saved. Every one of them. I'm calling them in. I'm receiving them by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.